Amari Shapiro with a new regular segment that I am excited to introduce you to. It's called Play It Forward, and this is something that I hope can kind of be a salve, sort of a tonic to soothe people's frazzled nerves at a time when I think we might all be a little bit more on edge and anxious than usual.
Oh, for sure, me. I mean, this is something we can all use. Tell us, what is this?
Okay, it's like a musical chain of gratitude, and this is actually something we've done on this program every Thanksgiving Day for the last 5 years, and we've just decided to break it free from the holiday. So I start the chain with an artist that I am thankful for, and then that musician chooses somebody who they are thankful for, someone who looks and sounds different from them, and then we just continue onwards with each artist choosing the next link in the chain. So, for example, in 2018, I spoke with a singer named Shoshana Bean. She transitioned from Broadway to a recording career as a soul singer in LA, and when I asked her whose music she was thankful for, she told me the story about the R&B artist Brian McKnight.
I have to, you know, in speaking about how difficult it was to transition from being, you know, a Broadway performer to attempting to make music and be heard and seen in the recording industry, I have to credit someone who was a major force in that transition, and that is Brian McKnight. Brian McKnight is someone I grew up listening to on my Discman in my bedroom, rewinding.
Some of our younger listeners may not be aware a Discman was a portable CD player.
Thank you. Thank you. Mine was bright yellow, to be honest.
Nice. Shoshana Bean told me that she would just repeat those riffs over and over, trying to match them, and then eventually she got to know Brian McKnight.
And then he just sort of became like a very subtle champion for me. I remember my manager calling me one day and saying, we're doing this, you know, the Soul Train Lady of Soul Awards, and they're honoring Aretha, and they want Brian to sing something. And Brian said, why am I going to sing something to honor Aretha? Bring Shoshana in. Bring Shoshana in. Have her sing Ain't No Way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Shoshana Bean.
I know that a woman's duty is to have and love a man.
Wow. You know, he gave me a chance on a huge platform that, you know, not many people would think to give someone like me.
Okay, so that excerpt came from our musical chain of gratitude in 2018, and then I spoke to Brian McKnight about a musician he's thankful for. He chose a guitar player named Isaiah Sharkey, who chose a singer named Aniba Hotep, who chose Leon LaHava. You get the idea.
On and on and on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so curious. You and I both interview musicians all the time. You've been doing this musical gratitude segment every Thanksgiving for 5 years, as you say. What do you think it is about this kind of conversation that brings out musicians in a different way compared to, you know, like the typical interview with an artist about their latest album?
You know, Elsa, every musician in the world hopes that their art touches someone else.
Yeah.
And these kinds of conversations give musicians a chance to hear the impact that their work has had on another artist. And especially right now when so many artists are at home not doing live shows, I think hearing about the difference their art can make is really powerful.
Yeah.
And it can also be compelling to hear musicians talk about getting inspiration from people who look and sound different from themselves. You know, like just this past Thanksgiving, our chain included the artist Lakaylee 47, who is this young African-American rapper. And Lakaylee 47 talked about how grateful she is for the music of Chick Corea, a pianist in his late 70s. One of his most well-known pieces is Spain, which he wrote in 1971, long before Lakaylee 47 was even born.
It was just something that was just always on repeat and still is for myself. Do you hear that?
Tell us what effect this is having on you right now.
Oh, my God. I can't describe the feeling of my heart right now. I just can't.
She told me about listening to the song at her great-grandmother's house when she was a little kid.
You know, she would nap or whatever, and then that's when I would hit play. And I would just sit on that porch and I would just listen over and over and over and over. And it was just like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
Have you ever met Chick Corea?
No. No.
Well, what would you like to say to him now?
Sir, there's a lot that I could say to you, but nothing beats thank you at this moment right now. You have helped shape a little black girl from Virginia, you know, her mind, her mental, her creativity, her musical palette. Thank you for being an awesome teacher. From your student, LaKaylee 47.
And then we went to Chick Corea, who was just so moved to hear that somebody so different from him connected so deeply with his music.
It's a testament to all of us as artists that we're able to connect like that, that we're able to connect on a wavelength of creativity. And, you know, I don't see the differences in the forms of music so much.
Oh, I love this, Ari.
Thanks.
And now you're taking this same concept out of the Thanksgiving jello mold, so to speak. You see what I did there? And you're calling it Play It Forward. What is this going to sound like the rest of the year?
I mean, there's never a bad time to be thankful, right? And
yeah.
The basic idea is the same as the Thanksgiving segment, but it'll be a little more bite-sized. So instead of spending half an hour going through five musicians in a row, each segment will give you just one link of the chain. And in addition to hearing each musician express gratitude for someone else, we're going to hear them talk a little bit about their own work, which has always been part of the project.
All right. And now you're about to launch us into a new chain of gratitude. Who did you choose to kick things off with here?
We're going to start things off with an artist who performs under the name Caribou. His real name is Dan Snaith, and he's a perfect guy to start us off on this gratitude chain because he's kind of a musical magpie. He, like, pulls shiny things in from all over the place. Also, his music always lowers my blood pressure, which seems useful at a time like this. And you are going to love the artist that he chose.
It was kind of this guiding light as to, oh, this is, music can do this, and this is how it can do it. It is so captivating, so packed with emotion, so beautiful.
And you'll find out who he's referring to in our next segment of Play It Forward.
Ooh, a little cliffhanger. I'm home, I'm home, I'm home.